So Sligo captain Ryan Feely, huge disappointment obviously to lose that one right at the death.
Yeah, we're very disappointed. We were there until the last 10 minutes really. We thought we played very, very good rugby, scored lovely tries.
Yeah.
It was just our discipline really at the end of the day that let us down. We lost a few games at the start of the season with discipline. We got brought it back, and then today we just, a few simple mistakes and let us down really in the end. But no, we're very, very happy all in all, and we'll really build for next year. I think we've a similar enough team for next year, so we're really looking forward to that. We'll enjoy tonight first though.
To the good stuff first, it was a wonderful performance for the most part, wasn't it?
Yeah, we scored some outrageous tries now.
Yeah.
Probably the best tries we've ever scored.
Yeah.
Straight off the kickoff we scored, then we scored some other ones. We were really, really, really good, so we're happy with those aspects. So if we can just fix our discipline, I think we're going places. Sligo's on the way up.
5 yellow cards. Did you have any complaints with any of those decisions from the referee at all?
I don't think I meant to say anything about that right now. Obviously, in the heat of the moment, you think some of them are yellow, some of them aren't, but the ref's final word is final, so we just leave it at that.
You were ahead for a long stage in that second half and had quite a decent lead. Blackrock were applying the pressure. When you repelled them for so long, did you feel like you might just get to the end without conceding maybe enough scores for them to get ahead?
I think we might have been 13 points ahead at one stage, which is obviously, it's a nice lead, but it's still only 2 scores, and we kind of knew that, so we just wanted to stick to our structure, and then our discipline just let us down, let them back into the game, and they got a try and then followed that with the other try at the end to win it. So
was it just a case of bodies not being there at the end?
Yeah, pretty much. It's very hard to defend 13 against 15. Everyone worked, all the players worked so hard all season, especially today in the heat. Lovely day for rugby. 13 men against 15, it's very, very hard to defend. So, but no, we're so proud of the lads. Every single person put their body on the line today. People were dropping with cramp, dropping with different injuries, playing on. So no, we're very, very happy. Obviously disappointing result, but as a team we feel that we did play very well.
In an overall context, looking back in the season, I'm sure, as you say, you'll be very happy with your progress.
We would like to go up at the same time. We know we're good enough. It's just these big days, we just need to show up and make sure that those little things don't happen again going forward. So
will it be a case of trying to keep this group as much as you can together for next season?
Yeah, I'm sure. We still have a very young team as well. We've only 2 or 3 lads that might move on, might not. We'll see what happens. But the rest of the team is very, very young, so no, we're very excited as a club, and I'm sure the fans are too. We've serious support all year. They travel the whole around the country after us, so no, we're very happy about that, and we look forward to next year.
Thank you. Thank you.